these problems that are associated with network delay are not something that's going to go away anytime soon. In fact, if anything, they're going to get worse, because remember, your bits in the pipe still are going to have to be buffered, and we're still going to want to have assured data delivery across the network. Let's look at what happens when we go to, say, an OC12. At OC12, you have 600 megabits per second times 30 milliseconds, which says you're buffering around 18 million bits, or about 2.4 megabytes in the active communications buffer. Move that up to OC48, and you're up to 2.4 gigabytes times 30 milliseconds, or about 72 megabits or 9 megabytes, again, in the active communications buffer. We're talking about 9 megabytes that would have to be retransmitted in the event of a bit error in the network. And remember, too, these are due to the speed of light in a vacuum. When we use this 30 millisecond number, that comes from actually taking the speed of light in a vacuum, 186,000 miles per second, and using that divided into the time across the U.S. In other words, if you're going a round trip on the U.S., you've got about 6,000 miles. If you take 6,000 miles, divide it by 186,000 miles per second, you come up with a little over 30 milliseconds. And this is the speed of light across the U.S. in a vacuum. There are lots more delays. This is just your minimum delay due to the speed of light. Oh, and by the way, if you're going across fiber optics, you can add about 50% onto that, because fiber optics has an index of refraction of about 1.5 to 1.7. And of course, the index of refraction is directly related to the speed of light in that particular medium. So that means in glass as opposed to a vacuum, the speed of light is about 1.5 to 1.7 as opposed to a value of 1. So it's about 50% slower, which means it's going to up your delay there. So we've got a very, very significant problem here in terms of windowing out when we're going at very high speeds just simply due to the speed of light.